we'll see how we go. Today is Daf Lamed Aleph. Oh, that's always. Okay. Top of the page. Vlad Trefa. So what we said was that the child of anything that's possible to them is Bayach. We said that the children of such an animal are permitted, and Rabbi Lezer says a Vlad Trefa cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Now, what's the thing? How does a Trefa end up having a child? So there's actually a homochlokus whether a Trefa can actually have a child or not. Is Lamanda Omar Trefa Yolda? So if you hold that a animal, a mother, sheep, whatever, a cow, okay, sheep's a better example, that can still give birth even though it's in a terminal illness stage, then the example is, it was a trefa, and then it became pregnant, so is that child permitted to the Mizbeach? So that's the machlekes. Rabbi Lezer Sabra Zebes Agurim is Osir. Rabbi Lezer holds, since the mother is Osir to the Mizbeach, even if the father is hale and hearty, it's no good, because even though one is okay and one is not okay, that makes the kid not okay. But Rabbanan Sabra Zebes Agurim is Mutter. The rabbis hold that one parent is okay and one parent is not okay, then the kid is okay, and therefore even though the mother's a trefa, the father's not a trefa, therefore the kid can go on the Mizbeach. That's if you hold that it's physically possible for a trefa mother to give birth to a non-trefa child, or at all, actually. The man do omar trefa ain't a, it says here chaya, which we know is different machlekes, but in this case we're not so interested about chaya, we're interested in about giving birth. So if one holds that a trefa cannot give birth, so how do you come to have a vlad trefa? As the Gemara explains, well, moshkachasla, because it was pregnant first. When we say a trefa cannot give birth, we mean it cannot conceive. But if it had already conceived before it became a trefa, then it's in play. And what's a machlekes then? A vahapligi. Rabbi Lezer Savar Uber Yerachimahu. So the mother became a trefa while she was pregnant. So Rabbi Lezer holds, if the mother became a trefa while the baby's inside her, the baby's part of the mother. So the whole animal is a trefa, including the fetus. And therefore it's no good, even when it's born. But Rabbanan Savar Uber Yerachimahu. The rabbis hold that the fetus is a separate entity. And therefore it's... And therefore, even though the mother became a trefa, the child did not. Similar to the machlekes in the New South Wales Parliament about whatever. Amar Rav Huna. Huh? Although they just passed the abortion bill there. So they're debating with Chalkas Rav Lezer and Rav Huna.
That's all. Yeah,
that's right. Amar Rav Huna, as Rav Huna says, Moedim Chacham Rav Lezer, the rabbis agreed to Rav Lezer by an Afroyach Beitzes trefa. If it's a bird, yeah, and it's a chick, and it's the chick that came out of a trefa chicken.
Is this talking about
she'asur?
You know, if it's still inside the mother.
And a freyach is a chick. No, it's the freyach. The freyach is born, yeah, but the mother bird was a trefa
when she laid the egg.
Yeah, I guess.
What came first, the trefa or the egg?
Oh, yeah, we'll see in a second what the machlokes is. The chacham, everybody agrees that if the egg came from a mother bird, that's a trefa. So what sort of bird is a korban, a yoina? Yeah, yeah, so the mother yoina had a baby, had an egg, and the egg hatched, and the mother was a trefa. Says Rav Huna, everyone agrees it's no good. My time if a voshna, well, ad kam loy pligi ale Rabbi Lezer. The rabbis only argue Rabbi Lezer ale bevlad behema, when the child of a behema trefa the meavira karavya, because it grows by itself. Says this. So there's two versions in Rashi what that means. Either it means before that, once it's already formed in the mother, it's just hanging loose in there, and therefore it's not part of the mother, and it grows just from its surroundings. Second Pirush Rashi brings is that once it's born, it doesn't require any more TLC to keep going by a behemoth. Avala beitzas treifa, but if it's the egg of a treif mother, I mean gufa de tana gul to karavya.
Yeah, it needs the mother.
It needs the mother. So again, kuntu pirushim in Rashi, the first pshat is that while the egg is forming inside the mother, it's attached. It's not a floating entity inside the mother. And according to the second pirush, it still needs the mother to sit on it or whatever mothers do to eggs. And therefore, afilu rabbanan maidu, that if the mother's a treifa, the baby's a treifa. It's interesting, the Gemara says tana gulta there. We're obviously not talking about a chicken.
You can't bring
a chicken on a korban on his bech. Yeah. So that's what Rav Huna says. It's amalei rabba, the Rav Huna, talking to Messiah Aluch. We have a brisa which backs you up. The brisa said, a maloi tarvid rima haba me adam chai. Tarvid is a certain measurement. So you have a measurement of worms that came out of a live person. So the person was rotting or whatever, and he came out of the and worms came out of him while he was still alive, and then he died. As Rabbi Lezer's metame, because according to Rabbi Lezer, the worms is the person, and therefore his tummy. And the Chachamim say it's Toher. Yeah, so that means is he part of the dead body, or is the worms part of the dead body or not?
It's a luscious
case, yeah.
What's inside is part of it.
Oh, so now is it like the egg? Al kan lo pligya rabbanan alei. When did the rabbanan say it's Toher ela berima? When it's the wormy rot. Yeah, the pirush of the almaho, it's just perish, it's just refuse, it's whatever the word is,
junk.
Avol beitza, but when it comes to an egg, the miguf for the tanagelus, so the egg, which is part of the body of the chikun, I feel the rabban and most of the rabbis would agree. So he's extrapolating from this brisa, because the Chachamim only argued about rotten, wormy flesh or whatever, that they don't argue about eggs. That proves that the Rabbanon would agree that by eggs, it's part of the mother. So that's an interesting extrapolation from the Braisa. So Abaya says to him, Adarabba, Ibcham Istavu. It's more logical to say that the Pshat is the opposite way, that Rabbi Elazar would agree to the Chachamim. Adkan lepolig Rabbi Elazar lied to Rabbanon, the rabbis only, Rabbi Elazar only argues the Chachamim ala berima, the ikri adam chayim. Because we know that the rima, you know, Marba Busra Marba Rima, that the Rima is when it's alive, is considered Rima. It's considered a live person can be called wormy. Different worms there, yeah? So therefore, the Pasuk says that is considered part of the body, and the body died, so now it's a mace, so therefore it's Mithame. But about egg, when does the egg grow?
The maggots, internal or external?
They are embedded in the flesh.
That's what they came out. We're discussing when they've exited that.
When they've exited and gone crawling away. No, it's a clump of flesh from a person full of worms.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't it be enough? As you're saying, it's not actually. Wouldn't it be enough kumina if it's internally or external? Eggs internal.
No, but when the flesh goes wormy, is that part of the person or not? If the worms are not part of the person, not matame.
The worms come out of the flesh, or are they external and just onto the flesh?
Yeah, so according to this, the worms are part of the part and parcel of
the wreckage
of the rotten flesh. It's considered the person himself. But an egg, Amos God, when does the egg grow or come out? Yeah, when it's when the egg is finished and the body and the chick pops out, the chiyastricha afra bi'almahu. If the egg came out, that means the egg itself was already out. And I don't know, the egg cracks. What happens to an egg? What happens to the egg when the chick comes out? To the egg cracks.
Shell.
Yeah. Just So therefore, it's likely to say that the egg is not...
means it's gone bad.
Yeah, it's gone bad. I suppose that, well, when the chick comes out, the stuff that the chick was hanging out in goes bad. And therefore, it's not part of the mother. Therefore, maybe I feel Rebbe Elazar Moed. Maybe Rebbe Elazar agreed that it's not part of the mother. But and anyway, even if you don't like my biology with wormy flesh being part of the person, Tanya Behedja, we have a clear brisa, Moed Rebbe Elazar lechachamim, that it's the other way around, not the chachamim agreeing to Rebbe Elazar, but Rebbe Elazar agrees to the chachamim.
It's
a baya. There's an oid. So Baya says, even if you don't like my logic, but as a mefurish b'risa, that Rabbi Lezer is masking to the chachamim befreich beitz estreif for shemuter. It's all malay. So Rava said back to me, Tanya. If it's a b'risa, then what can I say? Okay. Right. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna semer. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois. Says ksheira. So what did he say? Ksheira sheyonka min a treifa. If you had a kosher animal that suckled from a treifa animal, then it's possible to the mizbeach. My timer. Why is it so? Ilemadim afatim mina, that it gets fattened up from what it suckled. It's nourishing. It's eating. So it becomes part of the fatness of the animal. Is elamayata. If that logic is true, an animal which ate animal food from a verazora. You're gonna find, where do we find? We got an animal which was muktzah. We have an animal which is neva dayaroser. An animal that was walking past the church and ate some of the vegetation there. You're gonna tell me that animal now can't be a carbon? We never heard of such a thing. Yeah, so you can't. Since when do we make an animal also to mizbeah because of what it ate? And you are what you eat, sort of thing. Ella, so that can't be the pshat. Ella, Tari Rabbi Chanina Trita'a, we had him a couple pages ago. This is Rabbi Chanina Titra'a, quoted a brighter Kamad Rabbi Yechanan, Kigain, Shehenika, Cholav Reseach, and Shachris Lashachris, that it was suckling hot, fresh milk. And it was from one day to the next that last, the milk could still be be'ain. Not because the milk becomes, not that the milk becomes the flesh, and therefore because the animal is sustained from the milk, therefore it's osur, but because the milk is still there. Yeah? So then it's no good. Okay, next. Kala kachim shenasu trefa ein peidim. So we said that you cannot redeem a trefa because the only thing, you can't eat it. Since you can't eat it, you would have to feed it to the dogs. Ein peidim as a kachim lachil l'kavim. Minohan emili, how do I know that? The son of Rabbanon. Tizbach, when you want to have psulei hamukdashin and parshas re'eh. If an animal was a korban and it became possible, you couldn't bring it to mizbeach anymore. So what do? You redeem it. And then tizbach v'yachalto basar. So tizbach means you shecht it. That means you can't shear it if it's a sheep or a cow. V'achalta, and you can eat it. You can't make it dog food. You can eat it yourself if it's still kosher. Yeah. Basar v'loi cholov. And you can eat the meat, but you can't milk it. So psuli hamikdashin, you're not allowed to treat it as a normal milk cow. Yeah. So therefore, mikan. So we see from here, she'ein peidim esakotim lachil l'klavim. That you cannot redeem it. Lo le klovecha, that means if it's not kosher to eat, you can't redeem it because you can't make it into dog food. Ikadi, amri tizbech v'yachalta, ein lecha behen edzer el mishazvicha v'elech. It's only mutter once you've shechted it. So once you shechted it, then it is mutter. It's kasav, according to this version, peidim esakotim lachil l'klavim. This opinion would say that you could. And once you, in other words, when it's alive, you taka can't shear it and milk it. Because when it's alive, it's still got that pseudo kedusha on it. But once it's dead, then you can feed it to the dog. According to this view, you're allowed to feed a kochim psulei hamukdashim, which is not kosher to eat. You can feed it to the dogs. Now we go to yesh b'kochim mizbeach v'shem b'kochim berakabayis. There are certain stringencies that apply to karbonis that go on the mizbeach compared to animals that are just kachim berakabayis, and yesh b'kachim berakabayis and b'kachim mizbeach. There are certain attributes applied to kachim berakabayis that do not apply to kachim mizbeach. What are they? Kachem is bayach oisin tmura. If it's a carbon on them, is a carbon, they can do a tmura. This mesechta. Kachem berak abayis and oisin tmura. So as we learned before, kachem is bayach alyavna la mishul pigul noisav etamei. If it's a carbon animal, then it has all these inyanim of pigul noisav and tamei. Turn the page. And vladon v'chalavon is also la'acha pijona, and the children, and also to milk it is also, if it was redeemed, if it was kachem, is bayach, and it became possible, so you're not allowed to milk it, right? Like we just said. V'ashreitan b'chutz, if you took psuli ha'magdashin and you shechted it, that means before you redeemed it, yeah? Before you redeemed it, you're chaya for shechting a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, b'chutz. And ein noistim lehen le'umnin b'scharon. You cannot use this animal to pay a worker's wages. If you had some traders coming to do some repairs in the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot give them the carbon, an animal that was a carbon, you can't give it to him. Masha ein kem v'kotcher b'erek habayis. All of those things do not apply to kotcher b'erek habayis. When it was never a carbon, it was just property of Hekdesh. Yesh b'kotcher b'erek habayis. Now, what is a chumrah of kotcher b'erek habayis? Just stamek teches l'berek habayis. If a person just says, I'm making this thing Hekdesh, then stam, it goes to b'erek habayis. It belongs to proper general property. Hekdesh b'erek habayis chalav akol. You can make anything kotcher b'erek habayis. I can make a table, a chair, a hat. Yeah, they'll all be kotcher b'erek habayis, which you cannot do for a korban. I can't say this table is a korban oila, or this hat is a korban shlomim. Umayelam b'gidulehem, and me'ila would apply even to things that grow second degree hektish, which we'll talk about later in the Gemara. Ve'ein behem anala bailum, and the owner gets nothing. Yeah, kachem is bayach, if it's a korban shlomim, the owner gets to eat the meat once it's geshachten, yeah? But a kachem b'erek habayis, once you donated it and it's property of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't get anything, that's it. You're out of the picture. Okay, so the...
Tomorrow, but if you have
try.
And you say, I want to swap it for this, you can do that.
And
the other one doesn't stay.
Swap it is one thing.
I thought we should count
it. You can be Peter. If it's a Lashon of Peter, if it's Peter. That's right. There's no Tmura, but you can be, he's saying you can be Peter.
Because in Bura, you're trying to substitute one for the other. We tell you, no, both of them stay.
Yeah, it doesn't. But a Kabayis, you can be Peter, but you can't be. But there's no concept of tomorrow. Einos tomorrow means there's no concept of tomorrow. It's not talking about whether you're allowed to or not. You know, it's not an Indian. The whole thing doesn't apply. Okay. Says the Gemara, Klalahu, the Chol Kotche Mizbeach is in tomorrow. So from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's Mashma, that any Kotche Mizbeach, there is Truma. Truma. Tmura. And Kotche Mizbeach, there ain't none. So is it a general rule, the Chol Kotche Mizbeach is in tomorrow, of Harei Oifos? What about bird carbonis? The kotcher mizbeachin v'tnan hamenachas v'ayfus ainos in tzmura. It's only behemah makes that tzmura, not a bird. So the Gemara answers, you're right. When he made the general rule, it was ki katani ya behemah. It's talking about animals. You're right. It didn't talk about birds. I frek the Gemara vaitav arev lad kotcher mizbeachu. The child of a carbon is still kotcher mizbeach. Yeah? The child of a shlomim is also a shlomim. But the child doesn't. So here's a kotcher mizbeach, but the child doesn't make a tzmura. Yeah. So how can you say that any kotcher mizbeach, even a behemoth, doesn't necessarily make tzmura? So then for the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does. The Amr of Lada is a tzmura. The child of a shlomim is itself a shlomim, and it's also a tzmura there, even though it wasn't the original, even though it wasn't the first degree hektish, it still makes tzmura. What about a tzmura itself? You took animal A and you made animal B into a tzmura. Animal B is now also a carbon. Yeah, but if you then tried to take animal C and point it at animal B and make a vaiter a tzmura, yeah, it doesn't happen. It's a tzmura atzma is a kachem izbeach, aber tznan ain't tzmura is a tzmura. Once you've gone to B, it doesn't go on to C. Yeah, so we see another example of a kachem mizbeach that does not make a tzmura. So what sort of a general rule is the Mishnah telling us that kachem mizbeach makes a tzmura? And for the Gemara, you're right, all these exceptions are exceptions. But the Mishnah, when they made the general rule, it wasn't a general rule, it was like a captain, sergeant, whatever rule. Ki katonia ikka zivcha. He was talking only about the original animal that you were makdish. When you were makdish this animal to the mizbeach, then these apply. He's not talking about vlodis and tmurais and whatever. His hashta the osis lahachi afil temer rabbanon. Therefore, you don't need to say that it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that a vlodis and tmura. You can even say it's a chachamim and a vlad is vlodis and tmura. But he wasn't talking about a vlad. Ki katanya ikasiv. He's talking about the original animal that a person was makdish. So yes, it's true that second degree subsidiary kotcha mizbeach taka do not make a tmura, but that's not the topic of the Mishnah. That's not in scope of what we were talking about. Okay, ein nes to mehen lo umlin. You cannot pay wages of the tradies with kotcha mizbeach. Ha kotcha berakabayis is nice, but you could with berakabayis. Om Rabbi Abahu, how do I know that? The Omar Kro. But also li, says the next word is migdash, of course. We also li migdash, mishali, that I'll pay for it. Not like, say, the Rebbe's dollars, where you keep it and you put it, but this they actually gave to the workers with their thing, yeah, for the wages. Okay, what was the specialty of Berakabayis compared to? To Kadam is best. So the first thing we said was Stam Hekdeshes Leberakabayis. Omar Mar. So referring to the Mishnah. Stam Hekdeshes Leberakabayis. And the second thing was Chol Ala Koil. You can make anything holy Leberakabayis for value to the Hekdesh. Man Tana, who's that according to? Omar Achia Bar Abba. Omar Abichan and the like Rabbi Yeshua. This one agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, we're learning a Brisa. Hamatish Nechosov, someone who wants to make all of his property Hekdesh. He says, my whole. Everything I own is hektish. V'hoya behen behema ru'uya l'gav mizbeach. Amongst his possessions, there was an animal which would be suitable for a korban. Is a chorim or a kevis, and males and females animals. Is Rabbi Eliezer roimer? According to Rabbi Eliezer, is a chorim yimachal etzecheyelis. The males, you don't bring them as an oilo. You sell them, and then the money is used to buy oilus. On the kevis yimachal, a female, you don't bring the female as a shlamim. What you do is you sell it and take the money letzorach shlamim. Yeah, and then demeyim yiplim shear nechasim leberakabayis. Sorry, I said bad. You don't take the money. The animal itself has to be a korban. What you do is you sell the animal to someone who needs to bring a korban, and the animal then becomes an oilod or a shlamim, and the cash berakabayis now has cash. Yeah. So what are we seeing from that? According to Rabbi Eliezer, when he is makdish his property, what sort of hektish is it? It's berakabayis. If it was kotcha mizbeach, then these animals themselves would be korbanos. But they're not. You sell them and get the money, and the money is used for whatever berakabayis feels like using it for. They could use it to pay the painter or whatever. Yeah? Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer, no. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says that zecharim ein atzman yikru boilis. If there was an animal in there, even he didn't specify, stam hektish, he didn't specify what type of hektish. He just said, all my stuff is hektish. If there was an animal in there that could be a carbon, then it is. Yeah, so that's stam hektish. So the zecharim, if it's a male, hey, not when you carve oilers. Nekeves, by females, he agrees, yimachal etzarche shlamim, v'yavi v'demeyen oilers. What do you do with the money? Not that it goes to berakabayis. The money has to be used for oilos. Why does he have to do that? Because when he made all of his stuff hektish, if the animal itself will be a shlomim, that means he's retaining for himself the meat because he gets to eat it. Yeah, but so therefore it has to be an oilo. But if it's a female, it can't be an oilo. So what do? You sell the female and take the money and buy a male, and then that becomes a korban. But it doesn't go to berakabayis. It goes to kotcha mizbeach. Any other things besides the animals, that goes to berakabayis. So that's Rabbi. So he says that according to our Mishnah, does not agree with Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah says a stam hektish is berakabayis. Rabbi Yeshua says no. It depends what it is. If it's an animal, then stam is kotcha mizbeach. Upligi the Ravada Barahava, the Amar Ravada Barahava Amar Rav Be'eder Shkula Shkula Schorim. If the guy owned only males, he had a flock only of male animals. Afilu Rabbi Lezer Moida. Everyone agrees that it's going to be Kotcha Mizbeach. Even Rabbi Lezer, the Leshavik Inish Kotcha Mizbeach Umakdish to Berakabayis. If he's got a male bull, he's not going to make it Kotcha Berakabayis when he could make it a korban. Lenechlaku, the machlokes here is only between either elba either sheish b'metzus chayim metzus nekevus. He's got a flock, and half animals are male and half are female. Rabbi Lezer Saba, Rabbi Lezer says, ain chelikus nidroi. He's not going to split them up. He's got a paddock full of animals there. He's not going to make them half paddock abayis and half karbonis. Umidin akeva is lavoilis, and since he can't make the females oilis, that means that some of it, again, we're assuming he wants to give it all away. And he can't, Rashlomim is not giving it all away because he retains the meat. Therefore, the females, definitely he means better kabayis, is once we say he's got a mixture, and the females are better kabayis, is the chorim nami lavoilis, so the males are also better kabayis. But a Rishua Savar, no, chelik is nidroi. He would split it. The ones that are shaykh for the oilis would be oilis, and the other ones would be better kabayis. So that's what somebody said. Who was that? Ravada Barahava. Lishnach, we know Omerla. Omer Ravada Barahava Barah. Bishaloi hitish ala behema. If he was only makdish animals, I feel the Rabbi Lezer Moida. If a guy doesn't say I'm makdish nechosov, he says I'm makdish all my animals. So then Rabbi Lezer would agree that when a person announces he's being makdish his animals, why don't he mention, why is he doing dafka animals? When a person thinks about being makdish animals, what conjured up in his mind is karbonis. So he wouldn't make it better kabayis when he could make it karbonis. The machlekes is when he just says everything. So everything is the guy thinking about the mizbeach, or the guy is just thinking about general financial benefit for the mizamidosh. Rabbi Lezer Sover Einon Chelik Es Nidroi. Rabbi Lezer says everything that he promised is going to be in one category, and therefore Midish to Arne Chosim Lo Lekatchem Mizbeach. When he said all my property, he didn't think that his Tesla outside is going to be a carbon, because it can't be. So he was basically thinking about Kotcha Bereka Bayis. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, therefore the behemoths are also Kotcha Bereka Bayis. Yeah, as therefore behemoth nami, loy, the Kotcha Mizbech. Rabbi Yeshua Sabar, Adam Chelik is Nidre, a person would split the categories. Yeah? And therefore, the Domeyem Yiplim Shar Nechosel Bereka Bayis. Therefore, the carbonists themselves will be carbon, the money of everything else goes to Bereka Bayis. So those are two versions of the Machloikis. Is Bishlam Lishna Basra, according to the second version, yeah, that if it was a behemoth, only behemoths, Rabbi Lezer would be masking that machlekes is dafka because there are other things besides behemoths included in this hektishness. Is therefore Hana the Katani im sha'ar nechosel bereka bayis. That's why it says that the money of the animals goes to with the rest of the property. The words in the brisa of. Where were we? Yeah, the words of the Brisa was that Sha'ar Yiplu Sha'ar Nechasim Berakabayis. Demeyim Yiplu Im Sha'ar Nechasim Berakabayis. So it makes sense. Ah, you're talking about where's the Machlekes when they have then they have other Nechasim as well. El Lishnakam, according to the first version, yeah, it's nothing to do with Sha'ar Nechasim. It's talking about whether he has males or females. It's Lishna Yiplu Berakabayis. Why doesn't he just say? It goes, but there is no Sharna Chosin. The Sharna Chosin are not relevant over here. It's all animals. That's check the word out. So therefore, that Lishna Kamot Meyem Yipla Lekabaya seems to be the more. The second version is more. Makes more sense. And therefore, it should say the Meyim, not im Sha'arna. It shouldn't have the word. Take out the word Sha'arna Chosim, and take out for the first version. You have to take out the word Sha'arna Chosim because it's not relevant about Sha'arna Chosim, and therefore you have to mention only that the money of these nekevus goes to better kabbais. Okay, should we stop here? We'll stop here. Sorry, didn't do too bad.